New heading, win-win management training. Several years ago, I was indirectly involved in a consulting project with a very large banking institution that had scores of branches. They wanted us to evaluate and improve their management training program, which was supported by an annual budget of $750,000. The program involved selecting college graduates and putting them through 12 two-week assignments in various departments over a six-month period of time so that they could get a general sense of the industry and the business. They spent 2 weeks in commercial loans, 2 weeks in industrial loans, 2 weeks in marketing, 2 weeks in operations, and so forth. At the end of the six-month period, they were assigned as assistant managers in the various branch banks. Our assignment was to evaluate the six-month formal training period. As we began, we discovered that the most difficult part of the assignment was to get a clear picture of the desired results. We asked the top executives the key hard question: what should these people be able to do when they finish the program? And the answers we got were vague and often contradictory. The training program dealt with methods, not results. So we suggested they set up a pilot training program based on a different paradigm called learner-controlled instruction. This was a win-win agreement that involved identifying specific objectives and criteria that would demonstrate their accomplishment and identify the guidelines, resources, accountability, and consequences that would result when the objectives were met. The consequences in this case were promotion to assistant manager, where they would receive the on-the-job part of their training and a significant increase in salary. We had to really press them to get the objectives hammered out. What is it you want them to understand about accounting? What about marketing? What about real estate loans? And we went down the list. They finally came up with over 100 objectives, which we simplified, reduced, and consolidated until we came down to 39 specific behavioral objectives with criteria attached to them. The trainees were highly motivated by both the opportunity and the increased salary to meet the criteria as soon as possible. There was a big win in it for them, and there was also a big win for the company, because they would have assistant branch managers who met results-oriented criteria instead of just showing up for 12 different activity traps. So we explained the difference between learner-controlled instruction and system-controlled instruction to the trainees. We basically said, here are the objectives and the criteria. Here are the resources, including learning from each other. So go to it. As soon as you meet the criteria, you will be promoted to assistant manager. They were finished in 3.5 weeks. 3.5 weeks. Shifting the training paradigm had released unbelievable motivation and creativity. As with many paradigm shifts, there was resistance. Almost all of the top executives simply wouldn't believe it. When they were shown the evidence that the criteria had been met, they basically said, these trainees don't have the experience. They lack the seasoning necessary to give them the kind of judgment we want to have as assistant branch managers. In talking with them later, we found that many of them were really saying, hey, we went through goat week. How come these guys don't have to? But of course, they couldn't put it that way. Instead, they'd say they lacked seasoning. It was a much more acceptable expression. In addition, for obvious reasons, including the $750,000 budget for a six-month program, the personnel department was upset. So we responded, fair enough. Let's develop some more objectives and attach criteria to them. But let's stay with the paradigm of learner-controlled instruction. We hammered out 8 more objectives with very tough criteria in order to give the executives the assurance that the people were adequately prepared to be assistant branch managers and continue the on-the-job part of the training program. After participating in some of the sessions where these criteria were developed, several of the executives remarked that if the trainees could meet these tough criteria, they would be better prepared than almost any who had gone through the six-month program. We had prepared the trainees to expect resistance. We took the additional objectives and criteria back to them and said, Just as we expected, management wants you to accomplish some additional objectives with even tougher criteria than before. They have assured us this time that if you meet these criteria, they will make you assistant managers. They went to work in unbelievable ways. They went to the executives in departments such as accounting and basically said, "Sir, I'm a member of this new pilot program called Learner Controlled Instruction, and it is my understanding that you participated in developing the objectives and the criteria. I have 6 criteria to meet in this particular department. I was able to pass 3 of them off with the skills I gained in college. I was able to get another one out of a book. I learned the 5th one from Tom, the fellow you trained last week. I only have 1 criterion left to meet. And I wonder if you or someone else in your department might be able to spend a few hours with me to show me how." So they spend 1/2 day in a department instead of 2 weeks. These trainees cooperated with each other, brainstormed with each other, and they accomplished the additional objectives in 1.5 weeks. The 6-month program was reduced to 5 weeks, and the results were significantly increased. This kind of thinking can similarly affect every area of organizational life. If people have the courage to explore their paradigms and to concentrate on win-win, I am always amazed at the results that happen, both to individuals and to organizations, when responsible, proactive, self-directing individuals are turned loose on a task.